All righty then. How about John James? $1.5 million in less than a month he brings in. Big money. John James, the combat veteran, businessman, as he portrays himself, all true, raised more than $1.5 million just 3 weeks after entering the race June the 6th. That's a comparison to Senator Gary Peters' quarterly fundraising number showed that James outpaced the senator better than 2-1 in the second quarter. Peters averaging a couple of $100,000 a week. James averaging $400,000 a week. Nearly 12,000 donors, 71% of which were $50 or less, 88%, $100 or less. The average of all the donations averaged out $126. So a lot of grassroots support for John James. Common sense guy. Of course, he took a run at this position against Debbie Stabenow, came up, 5.5 points short, but showed pretty well against Debbie Stabenow and her war chest in 2018. And so that's big money coming in for John James, no question about that. Big money, and it bodes well for him going forward, right? Bodes well for him going forward. Let's see what we got here to clean up the desk. I'm just going to dig through the pile here and make sure that we've gotten everything for the week because I've got so much that piles up. The New York City Police Department let convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein skip judge-ordered check-ins. You heard me right. And all of this noise about Alex Acosta, the Secretary of Labor that was a prosecutor at the time that prosecuted Epstein and all the Democrats, he needs to be, he needs to be fired because he didn't give him enough time. Really? And now Epstein's being charged with a whole bunch more. When all of the dirt falls out about Epstein and all of the revelations come clean, I wonder if we'll even be able to find Bill Clinton under all that dirt. Just a thought. But Epstein never once checked in with city police in the 8+ years after a Manhattan judge ordered him to do so every 90 days. That means he missed checking in 34 times. He was labeled the worst of the worst level 3 sex offender in 2011. And that had nothing to do, by the way, with the prosecution in Florida involving Alex Acosta. Violating requirements of the state's 1996 Sex Offender Registration Act, including checking in with law enforcement, is a felony punishable by 4 years in prison for a first offense. Additional offenses carry 7 years each. But the New York Police Department never required the billionaire financier who owns a $77 million Upper East Side townhouse to check in since he registered as a sex offender in New York over the controversial 2008 plea deal. Several current and former high-ranking NYPD officials were shocked to learn from the New York Post that the department had given Epstein a pass on his check-ins, with one saying, "It makes no sense." The NYPD can't modify a court order. If a judge says he has to report, he has to report. And they gave him a pass. They gave him a pass. By the way, Donald Trump knew about this all the way back in 2015 at CPAC. Nice guy, Trump said about Bill Clinton, but he's got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. He said a lot of problems. Now, so far, there's been complete denial that Bill Clinton interacted with any of the women around Epstein, but some of the witnesses say they saw Bill Clinton around, didn't see him with women directly, but saw him hanging around at Epstein's places. That's going to be problematic. I guarantee you that's going to be problematic for Bill Clinton in the way they try to swing this story. Keep an eye on it. That's just another part of the whole deal. France has defied a threat from the United States, and they're moving forward with a digital tax on tech giants. They don't seem to care. And they're moving ahead with a 3% tax on big tech, and we'll see where that goes. Google, Amazon, all of those companies, right? All right, so the dumbest thing I've heard all week. I just had somebody remind me I have to go find the dumbest thing I've heard all week. The dumbest thing I've heard all week is not on tape, unfortunately, and that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dropping the race card on Nancy Pelosi. But here's the second best thing, is the dumbest thing I've heard all week, because you've got this ongoing, it's a grass fire, right? It's a grass fire, and they can't keep it under control. So here really is the dumbest thing I've heard all week. It is Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic caucus chair, saying, it's all good. It's bite number 14. Bite number 14R, Alex, if you got that. Cue it up and let it rip.
It's all puppies and rainbows. The House Democratic Caucus is a diverse family. We are a passionate family. We are a large family. We will remain united in the face of a common enemy named Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. It's all puppies and rainbows. Puppies and rainbows, please. So that from Hakeem Jeffries, that's going to qualify as the dumbest thing I've heard all week, only because I can't get AOC and the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse. I don't have that on tape of her dropping the race card on Nancy. Because wouldn't that be nice? Anyone for tennis? Wouldn't that be nice? All right. Keep to retire that regular paycheck from your job. It's going to stop. But you know what? Your bills won't. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities. You'll still need to pay for health care. And yes, you're going to pay taxes, even in retirement. Fortunately, you have a 401k or maybe an IRA. But how do you convert that money into those accounts to make that real retirement income? If you don't know yet, I've got people to do. Bruce Van Hull, Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory can help you do that. They'll sit down with you and design a plan. All you do is call them at 517-323-7526. 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. You tell them I sent you along. Some final thoughts after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.